makers from coming to France, because the barriers to come here are higher and higher. So there is a kind of ambivalence, because while celebrating Josephine Baker, who was a celebrity during the last century, today racism is still alive. It's still expressing itself against immigrants, but also against all people of colors. Of color, for example, in police brutality, in police, we have statistics that says that if you are seen as a black man or an Arab man, you are 20 times more likely to be checked. You know, randomly in the streets by the police than if you belong to any other category. So that means that you have that experience of a person of color in France facing systemic racism, facing institutional racism, and at the same time, a president that celebrates a woman of color who stood against racism, but she stood against racism in the US. She never actually said anything against colonization or against racism in France, because the life that she had in France made her be grateful. And I understand why she was grateful, but it's very convenient to celebrate someone that has nothing to say against France.
Rokhaya Diallo, in talking about Eric Zemmour and what kind of threat he represents, can you talk about the role of the media? I mean, hasn't he been tried and convicted for hate speech several times? And what does that mean?
It's funny that you asked the question, because the first time he was convicted for hate speech, it was because of a debate we had, you know, he was facing me. So Eric Zemmour has been created by the media. He's been like the first book that made him mainstream was a very violent book against women, against feminism, against the fact that women are gaining more and more space, more and more rights. And then he became a pundit on the public television. It was not even a private television. And he stayed after being convicted, he remained public. He remained on the public television and then on other private media. So to me, there is much complicity from the media, because they knew who he was. They knew that they were more interested by the buzz, by the noise around his statements, than by the fact of being fair and not perpetrating, not echoing hate speeches. So actually, to me, there is much complicity to all the people that gave him a mic, who amplified his voice, because they gave him the platform to make him able running for presidency and just polluting the atmosphere with like hate speech, with racist statements, with sexist statements, and harassing basically people of color by constantly having aggressive words against them.
Rokhaya, could you explain what you think his actual prospects are as a presidential candidate? And just to give very quickly some of the statements that you say have been amplified, he's approved of people comparing Islam with Nazism, said that parents should only give their children traditional French names, advanced the great replacement theory, and said that political power should be with men and not women, whose role it is to have and raise children.
Yes, he said that actually women are unable to be geniuses and to be politicians, because to him they don't have like that ability to do. And he said that without consequence. He also just lately he was facing a woman, a Muslim woman with a hijab, with a headscarf in the street, and he asked her to remove her headscarf in order to be truly French. And I remember he told me during the same debate that my first name, Rokhaya, wasn't truly French, and that my parents should have named me differently to make me Frencher. So that was so offensive, that was so aggressive, and I don't understand why people didn't challenge him more directly. And now he's just
10 seconds.
He's just saying whatever he wants without facing real criticize and deep criticize. And I think that we have That will be difficult because he's more provocative than Marine Le Pen, who is the head of the current far right, the National Rally.
We want to thank you so much, Rukaya, for joining us. Rukaya Diallo, French journalist, writer and filmmaker, contributing writer for The Washington Post. We'll link to her piece, Josephine Baker Enters the Pantheon. Don't let it distract from this larger story. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Stay safe.
For people is, my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance in life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in the university's Cohone Center on the Carnegie Mellon campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more info, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news, Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to episode 2147 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, and Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. I am Manda Richard, and I've got a busy show planned for us today. We'll start off, as we always do, on the liquored up side of the family, Now we'll close down the show with a gospel set, and in between, oh, we've got a lot of interesting music for you. So y'all stay tuned, but let's start off with Dale Watson. He's going to sing Drink, Drink, Drink right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Well, I'm on a drink, drink, drink. Drink myself high, high, high. I'm on a fly, fly. High as a kite, so I don't think, think, think about you no more. Hey, now, bartender, pour me a drink, drink, drink. Got nothing to lose now since you're gone. Nothing but booze to lean on. I know it ain't the right thing to do, but I don't like hills or grass, but I don't mind a brew, so I'm gonna drink, 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 drink myself high, high, high. I'm gonna fly, fly, high as a kite, so I don't think, think, think about you no more. Hey, now, bartender, pour me a drink. Get loose, I get tight. You say that's wrong, well, I say you're right. But if you're gonna moan the blues, you've got to howl at night. So I'm gonna drink, 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 drink myself high, high, high. I'm gonna fly, fly, high as a kite, so I don't think, think, think about you no more. Hey, now, bartender, pour me a drink, 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 drink. Drink myself high, high, high. I'm on a fly, fly, high as a kite, so I don't think, think, think about you no more. Hey, now, bartender, pour me a drink, 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 drink.
That crazy friend, the one you don't like. What started with a couple turned into all night. And I know you hate it when I bring him home, but I couldn't leave him sitting there cold and alone. You know me and whiskey. Turns up and I can't turn him down. We pick up where we left off when he comes around. We don't hang out as much as we used to, but when we do, you know me and whiskey. My keys and made us leave, but we wanted more. So we had the taxi swing us by the liquor store. And I swear after tonight, girl, I'm all through with him. Never wanna see him again. Armageddon, you know me and whiskey. Up and I can't turn him down. We pick up where we left off when he comes around.
What started with a couple turned into all night. You know me and whiskey.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Dara from the All Day Breakfast String Band, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thanks for tuning in.
I got a bad hangover, Lord, why is it cheering? I got a bad hangover, Lord, why is it cheering? Please, I'm begging you, be there. Please put eyes cap to my head. My friend, this morning when I come home, a cat was in my den. I got a bad hangover. Lord, my eyes is getting red. Says I'm begging you, baby, please put eyes cap to my head. Hey, now. Tell you, little babe, ain't gonna tell you no more. If you don't stop annoying me, I'm gonna put you out that door. I got a bad hangover. Lord, my eyes is jittering. Says I'm begging you, baby, please put eyes kept to my head.
See, I got a bad hangover, baby.
You sit there a-crying, right in your beer. You say you've got troubles, my friend, listen here. Don't tell me your troubles, got enough of my own. Be thankful you're living, drink up and go home. I'm fresh out of prison, 6 years in the pen. Lost my wife and family, no one to call friend. Don't tell me your trouble, got enough of my own. Be thankful you're living, drink up and go home. There sits a blind man, so blind he can't see. Yet he's not complaining, and why should you or me? Don't tell me your trouble, got enough of my own. Be thankful you're living, drink up and go home. Thank you.
out of prison. 6 years in the pen, lost my wife and family. No one to call friend. Don't tell me your troubles. Got enough of my own. Be thankful you're living. Drink up and go home.
Well, you listen to Hanjo Gabler play Scottish Whiskey from a compilation called Celtic and Ireland Volume 1 that came out in, oh, it just came out last year in 2020. Let me tell you about our Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Dale Watson from his 2013 album El Rancho Azul gave us Drink, Drink, Drink at the beginning of the set. Then John Corbett gave us Me and Whiskey. Yeah, he has got a friend. His wife doesn't want him bringing home. Anyway, John Corbett's Me and Whiskey is from his 2012 record, Leaving Nothing Behind. Then after the PSA, Square Walton gave us Bad Hangover. That's from that Cheap Old Wine and Whiskey compilation I've been playing off and on for the past couple years. And then we'll send this out to John and Wendy and Jack and all my bluegrass pals. You too, Steve. Jimmy Martin, the Sunny Mountain Boys, doing Drink Up and Go Home from back in 1960. Well, this next song is not a Thanksgiving song. This show will debut on WRCT the day before Thanksgiving of 2021. I don't know when you're going to listen to it, but that's when it'll start. But with Thanksgiving on my mind, how could I not make fun of that holiday by having Ernest Tubb sing one of his big hits from 1964. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Leon. The part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little and laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Again, to cheer me through the cold November rain. It's easy to be happy in the summertime with flowers blooming in the morning dew. Mockingbirds singing round my window, bringing back sweet memories of you.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mandolin Richard. No, it's Mando Richard, isn't it?
For sure.
Cut! I don't do well under pressure, people! Give him a quart. Hello, friends. Brian Oberlin here. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, the finest name in all the mandolin business.
Cincinnati's Southern, Queen City's finest line. Trains pull in to Danville, delivering on time. Highball freight train rolled in past old Boomtown shacks. On its way, Tennessee, full load on its back. Train roared south from Union, brought to the mining towns. Took the black coal back north in shipments factory bound. Through the dark of night and blind snow, it called through many years. That sturdy iron workhorse was rugged mountaineer. The last train out of town blew along a lonesome cry. It carried away a memory, the steam train's fading sky. Those mighty locomotives that once roared down the tracks. Snorting piles of bellowing steam down silent stacks. big hard-working freight train went roaring toward the bridge. Coal was loaded heavy as it rounded the last ridge. The hill's deep, the brakes were old, the track in disrepair. The runaway train was gaining speed, the brakeman said a prayer. The crash was heard by miles away by miners in the town. The thunder of destruction as the train came roaring down. The townsfolk heard a mournful cry, whistling farewell. It was a steaming freight train as it rang its own death bell. The last train out of town blew a long and lonesome cry. It carried away in memory the steam train's fading sigh. Those mighty locomotives that once roared down the tracks. Snorting clouds of bellowing steam now silent stacks. At a depot in Kentucky, a farewell at the door. A porter put her bag inside, a conductor yelled all aboard. Train pulled out, the bell rang twice, the day had just begun. How many trains would leave before the setting of the sun? The water tanks are empty now, the firebox is gone. The southbound train has vanished and no longer sings its song. We stand beside the iron rails as the engine rumbles by. We watch it vanish down the tracks and sadly wave goodbye. The last train out of town blew a long and lonesome cry. It carried away your memory, the steam train's fading sigh. Those mighty locomotives that once roared down these tracks. Snorting clouds of bellowing steam now silent stacks.
Small birds wings.
given that I'm preparing the show the week before Thanksgiving of 2021, how could I not include Turkey Gobbler as performed by Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones from their 2015 record, Sweet Memories Never Leave? While you're listening, let me tell you about that last set of music. Because I'm a wiseacre, I began with Ernest Tubb and his Texas Troubadours doing Thanks a Lot, recorded back in 1964, and I played it from the definitive collection, Ernest Tubb. Then Scott Brannon gave us Cold November Rain from his 2012 record, Your Old Standby. And then James Reams gave us Cincinnati Southern, which was originally on his Barnstorming record that came out in 2001. And I played it from Like a Flowing River Striking Fire. And the last song on the set was definitely a Thanksgiving song from Valerie Smith and Liberty Pike, Blossoms on the Almond Tree, from their 2006 record, Wash Away Your Troubles. Thursday, November 25th is also Indigenous Peoples Day. So let's play a track from Buffy St. Marie. This one's called Now That the Buffalo's Gone, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Can you remember the times that you have held your head high and told all your friends of your Indian claim? Proud good lady and proud good man, your great-great-grandfather from Indian blood sprang, and you feel in your heart for these ones. Oh, it's written in books and in songs that we've been mistreated and wronged. Well, over and over I hear the same words from you, good lady, and you, good man. Well, listen to me if you care where we stand and you feel you're a part of these ones. When a war between nations is lost, the loser we know pays the cost. But even Germany fell to your hands, consider, dear lady, consider, dear man. You left them their pride and you left them their land. And what have you done to these ones? Has a change come about, Uncle Sam? Or are you still taking our lands?
A treaty forever, George Washington signed. He did, dear lady, he did, dear man. And the treaty's being broken by Kim's or Dam. And what will you do for these ones? Oh, it's all in the past, you can say, but it's still going on here today. The government now wants the Iroquois land, that of the Seneca and the Cheyenne. It's here and it's now, you must help us, dear man, now that the buffalo's gone.
All the glitter and diamonds and clothes we hide behind, we lean and we pose. I'm swimming hard upstream, and I'm stringing these words so they'll know what I mean. Georgia, I'm here. Georgia, I'm here.
one to remind you of go when the spirit is low and the takers say no. Georgia, I'm here. Georgia, I'm here. And I'm leaning on you if you need me to. You'll be the one to remind me of why we get up and we try. It's a broken and cruel and a beautiful world. It's a broken and cruel and a beautiful world. Georgia, I'm here. Georgia, I'm here. And I'm leaning on you if you need me to. It's a broken and cruel and a beautiful world. It's a broken and cruel and a beautiful world. We are hunkering down and running out of breath, remembering we can do better than this. And Georgia, I'm leaning on you. If you need me to.
The following is a public service announcement. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist.
Board! Popcorn, peanuts, and sugar. Yes, sir. Bob right here on this train. First train going south.
Lithium is coming, coming down the railroad. Lithiani coming, coming down the railroad track. Into your arms, so special, it's a bringing my baby line. Right at the end.
I'm going down Old County Road. Soon as I cash for PJ, there's gonna be a party tonight down Old County Road. Nick's gonna bring a jug of wine, Jim Brady's bringing candy. We're gonna have a real good time down Old County Road. There's gonna be a keg of beer and chili on the stove. Somebody's gonna fall in love tonight down Old County Road, down Old County Road. They're gonna have a real good band, sound like the Rolling Stones. They're gonna sing some songs they wrote about Old County Road. There's gonna be a keg of beer and chili on the stove. Somebody's gonna fall in love tonight down Old County Road, down Old County Road. Stay up all night long, make some memories. Well, nobody's gonna get to sleep tonight down Old County Road. I'm going down Old County Road. Soon as I get to PJ, there's gonna be a party tonight down Old County Road, down Old County Road, down Old County Road.
Hope you're enjoying Whiskey Before Breakfast today. The radio show, not the beverage. What you're listening to now is Mac Martin, the Dixie Travelers, doing Little Star from their 1969 record, Going Down the Country. At the beginning of the set of music you just heard, Buffy St. Marie sang Now That the Buffalo's Gone, in honor of Indigenous Peoples Day, which is occurring towards the end of November of 2021. And that's from Buffy St. Marie's 1964 record, It's My Way. Then George Crookston gave us Georgia, I'm Here, the invocation. He had different versions of it on his record called Georgia, I'm Here in 2014, and this was a nice version to play. I just liked it. Then just because I felt like it, you heard the Rouse Brothers do the original version of the Orange Blossom Special from 1939. Yeah, was that fun or what? Then Jim Patton and Sherry Brocas gave us Old County Road from a collection of the material they'd released from 2008 through 2018, and that compilation was released in 2019. Ina Mae Wool's going to start the next set on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
In this time of trouble, in this age of grief, in this world of woe and pain, where every day's a thief, it's a drop of water on a desert floor. Oh, I know it's not enough. I know we need more. But I am grateful for a kindness, a smile, a moment truth amidst a storm of lies, even a mirage of shelter under cruel desert skies. The way you listen in this time of trouble, in this age of grief, in this world of woe and pain, where every day's a thief,
drop of water on a desert floor. Oh, I know it's not enough. I know we need more, but I am grateful for a kindness, a smile, a moment of truth amidst a storm of lies, even a mirage of shelter under cruel desert skies. The way you listen, a kindness. It's just a moment, it's just a smile. Oh, 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 oh. Ah,
Whiskey before breakfast. Mando Rich. Yeah. Ard. Mando Ard.
I get lost, running circles in my mind. That's the cost of living the dream as you and I. And all our friends are growing up, some are going gray. Look at us.
having is a day. Hope, I got hope. You will always be there at the end of my rope. As long as I got you to take this journey on with me, there's nothing else that I
sing a song and give them blues a chase. Frowns put meanness in your eyes and wrinkles all over your face. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away. I don't care how hard it rains, for the clouds gonna roll away. A jaybird seen a little red worm just a wiggling to and fro. But on the spot where the worm once dwelt, there ain't no worm no more. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away. I don't care how hard it rains, for the clouds gonna roll away. Lightning bug, he never knows just what he's about to find, but he keeps on flying right around and around with his headlight on behind. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away. I don't care how hard it rains, for the clouds gonna roll away. A little bird in a gilded cage, he might have been whistling yet, but he flew out one rainy night and he got his whistler wet. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away. I don't care how hard it rains, for the clouds gonna roll away. She says, you're my little horse. And I said, mm-mm, you're wrong. I just couldn't be no little old horse. My hair has grown too long. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away. I don't care how hard it rains, for the clouds gonna roll away. The hen, she first from the egg, then it came from the hen. And I've been a-wondering all this time just how it's a-gwine end. Oh, the clouds gonna roll away, oh, the clouds gonna roll away. I don't care how hard it rains, but the clouds gonna roll away.
George Jackson, who was born in New Zealand but now resides and performs in Nashville, has just released a record called Hair and Hide, in which he performs a series of duets with different banjo players. And from that record, we're playing Mississippi Sawyer, in which he's collaborating with banjoist Wes Corbett. Hope you're enjoying it. Let me tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Ina May Wool opened up the set with Time of Trouble from her new record, Rewrite the Ending. Then the Watkins Family Hour gave us Fake Badge, Real Gun from their record, Brother Sister, because they are a brother and a sister, the Watkins family. And they put that record out last year. Then a band called Quote the Raven gave us a single they put out this year called Hope. And then from that compilation that Smithsonian released in earlier this fall, called The Village Out West, The Lost Tapes of Alan Oakes, a whole series of live performances he recorded out in California, you heard Doc Watson singing The Clyde's Gwen Roll Away. Yeah. Set begins with the Cadleys doing a wonderful version of a Jim and Jesse song. Stay tuned.
You off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I tried to sleep at night, since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another beat my time. If only half the things were true you said upon my heart, I would have forgotten you since we've been apart. You said I forced my lips to kiss you when we said goodbye. You even said I forced the tears that came into my eyes. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to tell you, how hard I've tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to sleep at night, since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another beat my time. In your mind, I'm never all alone. You see me in another's arms, just like I've been with you. By the way, I cry for you each night, I only wish you knew. I wish you knew
Since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another beat my time.
You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Darling, will you marry me? I ask a man fair. I turned my back upon her. When I looked, she wasn't there. She left me standing on the mountain. She left me standing way up there. Buzzing around the flowers there, that is where she vanished, somewhere in that mountain there. She left me standing on the mountain. She left me standing way up there. I just saw a whippoorwill talking to a bear. They were both laughing about her giving me the air. She left me standing on the mountain. She left me standing way up there. If once more she'd appear and tell me that she'd get her little father's mountain here. She left me standing on the mountain. She left me standing way up there. She left me standing way up there.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
It goes together like biscuits and gravy.
That before too long I'd fall in love with her. Now I'll never dance with another since I saw her standing there. Well, my heart went boom as she cried.